What a classic. Haven't heard that one for a while. Tanya Murphy joins me in studio. You're a muso. I bet you love Blister in the Sun, Violent Femmes. I saw them live in concert once many years ago.
Yeah, I've seen them as well.
Have you?
Yeah.
Wow, tell you what, she's a girl of many talents, and I guess that's the focus that we're talking about this morning. Tanya Murphy, she's a journalist with Cairns Local News and also a bit of a mover and shaker in the tourism industry. She's actually the founder of the Diver for Reef Conservation. We've spoken to Tanya quite a few times in the past, and I thought it was great to have you in as a bit of a special guest this morning. You're a great example of basically being able to recreate yourself. Sure, you had that base, but obviously during 2020, prior to 2020, you were basically on the boats every day as a dive instructor. What a life it would have been. But COVID-19 obviously changed that for you and a lot of people. Recreating yourself would have been a real challenge.
Yeah, at first it was kind of scary when lockdown first happened, but I was really lucky that I had a background in journalism from before I was a dive instructor. So I studied journalism. So now I'm back working as a journalist. And I was also lucky that I'm a musician, and a lot of bars obviously closed during lockdown, so we couldn't play music as musicians either. But that's all coming back now. So now I've got three jobs. I'm really glad that I had my plan B and plan C in place.
And I can see this morning, Sun Lover Reef Cruises, who's certainly been a local entity for so many years now. Now, look, let's talk a little bit about what's happening, with Sun Lover, because obviously, you've got a bit of work today. It's not the best conditions today, so hopefully, I'm sure you've got a good belly when it comes to some of the seas. But thankfully, during Christmas, you guys had a real spike and things were really busy for you as well.
Yeah, it really came back strong during the Christmas holidays. It's going really well. We were running every day for several weeks, so we could all kind of pretend that everything had gone back to normal for a while. We even ran two boats for a couple of days over Christmas. But unfortunately, we had another big blow on the weekend due to the Brisbane lockdowns. Not only Brisbaneites cancelled, but people from interstate have been cancelling because states like WA have now closed their border to Queensland again, and people, if they were to visit here, they'd have to quarantine for 14 days when they go back to places like WA and SA.
Yeah, wow. And that's got a real impact. Look, I know that's a fairly controversial subject when it comes to the lockdowns. Let's talk about something else that's controversial because, as I said at the intro there, you're actually involved in the Divers for Reef Conservation. But there has been, some negative publicity and I guess incorrect publicity about the state of the reef. And that's also something that has had some impact. I think we need to accept that.
Yeah, there definitely are a lot of threats to the reef which need to get attention on them, but it's also really important to recognise that it's still the most well looked after and most pristine reef in the world, and it's still absolutely beautiful. So I'm going there today. I still do work on the reef regularly, and all of the customers are always still giving us amazing reviews about how beautiful it is. And the reef tourism industry is really important for us to protect in Cairns. It not only participates in a lot of projects to help protect and research the reef, but in non-COVID times, it employs more than 64,000 people up and down the Queensland coast and brings in more than $6.4 billion to our economy every year.
Significant.
Yeah, so that's why it's really important to support the tourism industry, and that's why the tourism industry is definitely advocating for JobKeeper to get extended for Far North Queensland, because we've got one of the highest rates of businesses needing JobKeeper in Australia.
In hospitality and tourism, we're so reliant on. But just coming back to what you said, that misinformation is, as we well know from what we've been seeing, in the United States as we speak, that misinformation can be quite poisonous. So thankfully, there's possibly been a little bit more objective information about the health of the reef. But look, I guess the thing that I'm also keen to just come back and talk about is that you've given me some examples of a guy called David Springett as well, and also a fellow dive instructor called Gemma Craig, in similar situations where they basically really had the rug pulled out from underneath them. But thankfully, so many people, I guess, so adaptable in many ways. You got that music background, you got a journalism background. And similarly, I think David, he's actually been supplying dive equipment, and also Gemma's been able to find other work as well. So I guess it's the tenacity of people working in tourism that's managed to keep them here and I guess keep them happy to a degree, Tanya.
Yeah. So, yeah, Dave used to supply equipment to the dive industry, and that business was impacted by COVID. So now he's retraining as an electrician to be able to, he's specifically interested in renewable energy, so fitting rooftop solar panels, because our background at the reef shows us how fragile the reef is and makes us really want to protect it for future generations. And Dave's got a young daughter, so after working at the reef and seeing impacts from things like climate change, he decided that he wants to move into renewable energy to kind of be a make a difference for the future of the climate and for the reef. And my other friend, Gemma Craig, is a dive instructor who grew up on the Crocodile and Marine Life Park on Green Island, which must have been the best childhood ever. But now, due to the impact of, on tourism from COVID, she's taken the opportunity to move to Sydney to study filmmaking at the Australian Film, Television and Radio School. She's already a really good underwater photographer and videographer, but she's decided to train a bit more in that. So she might be making the next David Attenborough documentaries about the reef. So that's a couple of my friends.
Good examples of, people that have managed to recreate themselves, because it's such difficult times. But what we've just said too is that there's positive things happening. You know, you're covering these grounds. Thankfully, you've got the background there in tourism. You've got, in journalism. So you've got the journalism job. But also, you know, with respect to hospitality, you've got some gigs coming up, I believe, on the weekend and out on the reef today. So that's really good to see that there's some really positive things happening for people that have been doing it pretty tough for the last 12 months or so. So congratulations on being so clever, Tanya.
Thanks, Murray.
It's been great to talk to you this morning, and I think focusing on some really positive things despite some of the challenges we've had. And you might have heard me speaking out live to Laurie Neal in Ireland a little bit earlier this morning. Some countries are certainly doing it pretty tough. So have a great day and enjoy your day on the reef, Tanya.
Thank you, Murray.
Classic Hits 4CA. News on the way fairly shortly. Stay tuned. Then we've got for you The Survey Says.